On Writing, a memoir of the craft. Honesty's the best policy. Miguel de Cervantes. Liars prosper. Anonymous. First foreword. In the early 90s, it might have been 1992, but it's hard to remember when you're having a good time, I joined a rock and roll band composed mostly of writers. The Rock Bottom Remainders were the brainchild of Kathy Kamen Goldmark, a book publicist and musician from San Francisco. The group included Dave Barry on lead guitar, Ridley Pearson on bass, Barbara Kingsolver on keyboards, Robert Fulgham on mandolin, and me on rhythm guitar. There was also a trio of chick singers, a la the Dixie Cups, made up, usually, of Kathy, Tad Bartimus, and Amy Tan. The group was intended as a one-shot deal. We would play two shows at the American Booksellers Convention, get a few laughs, recapture our misspent youth for 3 or 4 hours, then go our separate ways. It didn't happen that way, because the group never quite broke up. We found that we liked playing together too much to quit, and with a couple of ringer musicians on sax and drums, plus, in the early days, our musical guru, Al Cooper, at the heart of the group, we sounded pretty good. You'd pay to hear us. Not a lot, not U2 or E Street Band prices, but maybe what the old-timers call roadhouse money. We took the group on tour, wrote a book about it, my wife took the photos and danced when the spirit took her, which was quite often, and continue to play now and then, sometimes as the remainders.